Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But we like our group as it stands.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was 49ers general manager John Lynch talking about the wide receiver group. He says they like them now. They like the group a lot. After drafting Ricky Pearsall out of Florida. And how you feeling about it, 49er fans? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being shocked, what number would you give
me? I'm at a 10.
Really?
Yeah, Norm Nixon. I appreciate that. And, you know, real quick here, Stoney, I'm bad with analogies, and I know sports is different than dating, but could you imagine if you're in a relationship or you're married? You say, yeah, I'm married, I love her, but I'm always open for... You can't say that. That's just...
What should he have said?
You know, we love our guys, and...
He did. He said they like their group.
I guess just a part of always being open for business. Like, it's almost like I'm in a relationship, but I'm always technically on the market.
Have you followed professional sports much?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what happens.
But I'm following words in this instance.
Right, so Brandon Ayuk made his displeasure known.
Well, so you keep going...
He has. I mean...
So did Debo a couple years ago.
We don't take calls here at San Francisco.
They take calls.
But. Yeah, we don't take calls. We're not taking calls.
But before we get back into what the Niners did, how you feeling about what happened with Cousins? They gave him $100 million. Why would they go draft a quarterback?
It's just disrespectful.
Shock of the draft.
And you know, I could see you doing it to a guy like Brock Purdy. But you can't do it to Kirk Cousins, who's done something in this league.
But what if they said we gave him 100 M's? You'll be okay.
Yeah, I think I'll be fine.
The draft really starts today.
See, I wasn't that shocked by the pick because, again, I'm going to assume that the strategy for the 49ers is that they are keeping Debo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk this season. Because they're going for a Super Bowl, and they think their window is open.
So something can change that, and that would be a trade. But then you'd be like, that's kind of risky. I think that was your verbiage.
Yeah. Yeah. To me, this makes some sense.
What if this kid's Dante Pettis? Somebody text that in on the...
What if he's Puka Nakua?
No.
Who knows? That's the point. You know, that's why you do it, is you get him in here for a year, and you'll have a whole year's worth of new information. And maybe by the end of the year, you'll want to come off Ayuk. I don't know. Maybe you want to come off Debo. That's the most logical one. Or maybe you love what happens and you come off somebody else. But it gives them a year to play with where they can still contend. I mean, the one thing Shanahan said,
I said
the part about, I can't, I'll just play Shanahan. Yeah. Hold on.
Plays the position real well. I mean, whether he was outside, inside, either receiver, all three of the positions, he can separate down the field, he can separate underneath, got really good hands, extremely smart, very well developed. You can tell he's I guess I'd call it a gym rat or something, because you can just see he's worked on his routes, put in a lot of hours, because you can see it on tape, and there's really nothing he can't do, and he can fit in whatever role based off the other guys.
All right, that's Kyle Shanahan talking about Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah, he likes the
newest
picks,
49er. Let's go out and take some calls. Let's go to Brian. Start us off, Brian. Brian's in Santa Clara. What's up, B? How you doing, man?
This is Blaine.
All right, Blaine, how you doing?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
All right. Let's try Larry in San Francisco. What's up, Larry? How you doing, buddy? What do you got for me?
I'm all right. How y'all doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
On that scale of 1 to 10, I'm a 12.
Really?
I don't get it. I mean, it's obvious we need a corner help. That's the first thing. But was he the best receiver on the board? Like, the guy that went right after him, did you see what they had as a comparable?
Who?
Like, they had A.J. Brown. Like, Carolina, I believe, moved up to get him out of South Carolina.
Kyle likes this guy.
I'm a little baffled. And then, are we sure in our linebacker room? Like, are we sure? We know.
What?
We know Greenlaw is coming off an injury.
Yeah.
Do we like our right tackle? Do we really like him?
Well, you got more picks today, but I'm with you on, did you need to go get that right now? That's all.
And I agree with you all on, would he have been here in the second or third round? Like,
man, right.
Like, what's the chatter on the street for this guy? Man. I didn't hear a whole lot of chatter.
Appreciate the call, Larry.
Pretty Ricky, they call him, Steiny.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. What? He said 12. He broke the scale.
I mean, it makes sense to me. I mean, if somebody doesn't like what they did, I get it. But I got to assume that this is just to give them a year to figure out the direction they're going to go with either Debo or Ayuk.
Okay, Stanley,
I could be wrong.
Yeah, but don't you want what you deem a for sure shot to help you plug up one of the other areas of the team to get back to the Super Bowl?
I got
to
say this. They have 9 more picks. Like, if they take 4 offensive linemen in their next 9 picks, will people say, are you going to say we should have taken one in the first round? I mean, they can still address all their areas of need. They picked this guy with their first pick. Let's see how the other, like, I'll bet anybody that they're going to come out of this draft with some offensive linemen. Does anybody want to bet me on that?
Not at all.
Of course not. So,
but the art of the draft is, it's all a crapshoot, but Stani,
you don't think
the higher pick you have, the better player you're getting.
So you don't think the 49ers assessed the offensive line group that was available at 31, the wide receiver group at 31, and they determined that if they take this guy at wide receiver at 31, they like him enough to take him, and clearly they feel like they can go back into the draft in the second and third rounds and address their other areas, primarily the offensive line.
Well, like, that makes sense.
That's what I've got to assume at this point.
So you're giving them the benefit.
Forget if you agree with it or not. Do you kind of assume that's what they're thinking?
Yeah, and the way you put it, I agree. I just don't like the fact that earlier you said, and you could be wrong, that you don't expect a sudden impact from this kid.
I don't.
So why would you waste your first round pick on something that's not going to help you right away?
Because maybe they do. They probably do expect him to contribute in some way. I mean, to me, he could be, you know, even if he has a great rookie year, he'll be like Pajemski in a way.
Yeah.
He'll be a rotation guy. He'll get out there on the field.
Or Puka, you just got me thinking about. I mean, he came out of nowhere.
But he had like 100 catches.
Yeah, no, but he wasn't supposed to do that, and he's a baller. So,
I mean,
and this is a reach because I don't believe NFL teams need to waste or not even waste, use a first-round pick to send a message to 2 other guys on your team. But there's no way this was a message to Ayuk and Debo. And the reason I say that is, maybe, if you're right and none of them are traded, Ayuk is about to get his money regardless.
Well, the other thing is, and I'm not saying this is why they did it, but
They want to be more
explosive.
Maybe
they play hardball now with Ayuk.
Or what we saw in the Super Bowl and what I've been whining about, because I have been scratching my head, is, Stoney, why wasn't the offense more prolific? Maybe they're telling us why, what they believe was part of the reason.
Maybe.
That's what has me like, whoa, you know, whoa, like Rob. He's a rapper in New York, rest in peace. He had a song called Whoa.
Who?
Black Rob.
Oh, boy.
It's a song. It's, everybody knows it,
no,
except
they
you.
Don't know it. No, not everybody knows it.
Well, now you do.
What's the guy's name?
Black Rob. Rest in peace. Like Dibs would know. Like, whoa. It was a hit. It was a banger. Everybody knows it. It's like the alphabet. But, yeah. I educated you today.
Yeah, this is... Yeah, please relax.
All right.
They have 9 more picks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.